Got it, Rex. Yeah, mate. At the moment, mate, I don't have anyone available to answer them right now. Is it something we can get back to you on, mate? Or can you drop me an email? Right. Okay, let me have a quick look for you, mate. It's just Friday afternoon and it's a bit chaos here. We need to get the cars out. James, what's your surname, James? Yep. Okay. And you've got a booking with us in a few weeks? Okay, let me just have a quick look. WRX, yep, okay. What did you need to know, mate? No, we can't. No, not really. Not really. I don't know what that's going to do for you, man. No, so the Heltec wideband, I mean, any wideband is a gauge to check on air fuel ratio, and it's only relevant if you understand what it means and what it's supposed to be doing, so you can measure against. But if you're not data logging anything or checking it, all the time, it's not going to stop you hurting an engine. There's no that particular component is a tuning device. A lot of guys have them, but they're a bit useless as a monitoring device in the car unless you fully understand it. Not at all, man. We have a super expensive wideband on our dyno that we use. It's fully calibrated, and that's what we tune to. And then your car has factory O2 sensors, which are also expensive and decent, which we also measure against. So it's fully covered. You're covered in that scenario. Nah, all good, man. Easy done, mate. Bye-bye. Yeah, bye.